the Village Kids 2021 Advent Podcast, where we make kid disciples who go, grow, and overcome.
Welcome to the Village Kids Advent Podcast. I have a special guest with me today who I'm going to let introduce himself in a moment. That's going to help us understand just a little bit more about who Jesus is and what this has to do for our story. So, special guest, what is your first name?
Alec.
And what grade are you in, Alec?
Fifth grade.
And what is your favorite thing about fifth grade?
My favorite thing about fifth grade is I don't get homework on Fridays.
Ooh, that is a treat. And what are you most looking forward to about Christmas this year?
I am looking forward to eating Christmas dinner and all the joy that comes from celebrating Jesus' birth.
Is there like a certain food at Christmas dinner that you're like?
Mashed potatoes.
You like mashed, but do you like putting gravy on them?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is a good combo, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I like a good mashed potato. One of the most times I got in trouble when I was little is because I threw a fit because I thought the mashed potatoes were too lumpy. I like them really smooth.
Same.
What is the name of Jesus that you are going to share with us today?
The Word.
And so here he's being titled, he's being given this name of the Word. Do you think that that is a strange name? Like, what if I was like, Alec, I am now going to call you the Word?
That's a little strange.
It is a little strange, right? Like, mm-hmm. It's not a normal name that we go around calling people. And so what does this name mean?
Jesus is written and spoken the word of God. Jesus is the truth. God chose Jesus as his messenger to tell us about himself.
Mm. And so basically when we're calling Jesus the word, we are calling him like the message, right? Like he's going to come and he is going to be both the messenger and the message of what we needed to hear, right?
Basically.
And so where is this name referenced in the Bible? Where do we find that he's being called this?
John 1:14.
And what does that say?
In the Bible, in John 1:1, Jesus talked about by John as the Word. He says the Word was there in the beginning, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Here in John 1:1, he is calling Jesus the Word because Jesus is the truth that God brings into the world so that all who believed in him would be saved. God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ.
How does that make you feel when you think about that for a second?
That makes me feel awesome.
And this year, you had the opportunity, right, to make an important decision about what you thought about that, right? And to be able to get baptized. And so when you say it makes you feel awesome, it's like that part is coming into your story. You've been able to see that. I've gotten to hear your story, right, about how God has opened up your heart and opened up your mind to be able to gain understanding as who Jesus is, as the word and the message and the messenger, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm praying that that continues to happen too as people listen to you tell this information on the podcast even, right? Like that people would begin to understand that Jesus was the word in the beginning. And he was with God in the beginning, right?
Right.
And he is the message that we need for our hearts to be able to understand what goes on in this very confusing world sometimes. And so can you tell me about a time in the life of your family or in your life when you have seen that Jesus is the Word?
Yes. My parents have spoken God's truth into my life by sharing a message of Jesus with me and teaching me about the Word of God.
Mm. What is your favorite time that they do that with you?
My favorite time is probably normally like at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like that's like pretty true for a lot of kids, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think at night like our minds just kind of like process this information differently?
Because like it's over, the day's over and it's not like, oh my, I have so much homework to do.
Mm-hmm. So then your brain is a little bit more like, and you can think about other things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that that's true for lots of people. All right, Mr. Alec, can you tell me, what is your favorite thing about Jesus?
My favorite thing about Jesus is he never stops loving me.
Mm. Never?
Yep, never.
That's so true, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that is pretty amazing, right? Because sometimes it's hard to love people. And he looks at you and he looks at everyone listening to this podcast, and his love for them is available and it's ready and it's willing and waiting for them.
Right.
Always. And so I'm going to read for us today our Advent passage, which is John chapter 1, verses 9 through 18. And it says this: "The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own and his own people, but they did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, 'This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known." Alec, will you close us in prayer for today?
Yes. Dear God, I thank you for Jesus' birth, and I thank you you sent your Son to be the Word so that we can know the truth and we can be saved. Amen.
Amen. All right, Alec, can you close our time together by wishing everyone a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas, everybody.